Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Arise and Shine to Pray, Intercessory Ministry, a part of Tamayo Deliverance Ministries. I am your pastor, Siobhan Simmons. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to usher up Thanksgiving unto you, Lord God, another opportunity, Lord God, to offer reverence to your most holy and precious name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, another opportunity, Lord God, to just thank you for the angels, Lord God, that watched over us, Lord God, all day, all night, Lord God, keeping us safe, Lord God, from all harm and danger. Oh, God, we just thank you on this day, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you would hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our prayers, Lord God, and have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. Oh, God, according to thy love and kindness, God, according to thy multitude of tender mercies, Lord God, I ask, God, that you would just blot out my transgressions, Lord God. I repent, Father, of all of my sins, Lord God, all of my iniquities and all of my transgressions. Oh, God, I ask that you would create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, Lord God. I ask, God, that you would transform my mind so that I have the mind of Christ, Lord God. Oh, Father, I ask, God, that you would purge me with hyssop, Lord God, so that I shall be clean, Lord God. Watch me, God, and I shall be whiter than snow. Oh, Heavenly Father, God, I know, Father, that if sin resides within me, Lord God, sin will separate me from you, Lord God. So, Father God, I ask, God, that you would just purify me, Lord God, purify me with the holy fire from heaven. Oh, God, as my soul hungers and thirsts for you, Lord God, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for being the bread of life. I thank you, God, that I can drink from the well of water that never runs dry. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, and I come interceding on behalf of those standing in the need of prayer. God, I know, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you. Oh, Father God, you said that you are my El Shaddai, Lord God. You said that you are my Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. And Father God, I thank you, and I stand on your word, Lord God, your word that is truth, your word that is holy, your word that is righteous. Ah, God, you tell me that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall remain forever. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. If I had 1,000 tongues, Lord God, I could never thank you enough for all that you have done, all that you're doing, Lord God, and all that you continue to do, Lord God. Nothing that I deserve, Lord God, but because of your grace, because of your mercy, because of your love for me, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I just bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father God, I come interceding on behalf of those, Lord God, who are petitioning you, Lord God, for being healed from sickness, Lord God. So, Father God, we come against any sickness, Lord God, any disease, Lord God, any illnesses, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask, God, that you would release your healing anointing, Father, over their body in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. For, Father God, you said that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And, Lord God, with your stripes, we are healed. Oh, God, you sent your word, Lord God, and they were healed, Lord God. You delivered them from every destruction, Lord God, and they were delivered. Oh, Father God, we stand upon your word today, Lord God, that you are a God that still heals, Lord God. You tell us, Lord God, that you're the same today, yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God. Father God, we know that you can heal the brokenhearted, Lord God. You can bind up their wounds, Lord God. And Father God, we just stand in agreement today, Lord God, that you will be our healer, Lord God. You will be that great physician, Lord God. Our Father God, we know, Lord God, that you've never lost a battle, Lord God. And Father God, those standing in the need of healing for cancer, Lord God, our Father God, we stand in agreement with them, Lord God, that you can heal, Lord God. Heavenly Father God, I stand right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord Father, that you would have mercy upon them, Lord God. I ask, God, that you would forgive them, Lord God, of their sins, Lord God. Forgive them, Lord God, of any wrong that they may have done, Lord God. Forgive them, Lord God, if they need to forgive someone else, Lord Jesus. I ask, God, that you would put forgiveness in their heart, Lord God, and give them a heart of repentance in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we come against, Lord God, every mind-controlling spirit, Lord God, that, Father God, you will transform their minds, Lord God, and give them a mind of Christ, Lord God, that, Father God, you will, God, give them the scriptures, Lord God, the words and that they would need to fight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For, Father, you tell us, God, that we need to cast down every imagination, God, that will come and try to exalt itself against you. And, Father God, if it's not your word, Lord God, if it's not a thought, Lord God, that you gave, Lord God, then we know, Lord God, it's from the enemy, Lord God. I ask, God, that you would equip your people, Lord God, with the tools they need, Lord God, to be victorious in the war, Lord God. You tell us, Lord God, that we have the victory, Lord God. You've said in your word, Lord God, you've given us the promise, Lord Jesus, that all we have to do is to resist the enemy, and he has no choice but to flee. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord God, I lift before you, Lord God, those that are seeking safety, Lord God, from domestic violence, Lord God, whether it's physical, Lord God, or whether it's mental, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, Lord God, and that our sins have been forgiven, Lord God. Father God, I pray according to your word, Lord God, asking for your protection, Lord God, for everyone, God, seeking safety, Lord God. I ask, God, that you would give safety, Lord God, to them, Lord God. And Father, Lord, if it's a family, Lord God, I ask, God, that you would give safety, Lord God, to the children as well, Lord God. Father God, give them that blessed assurance, Lord God, that you're with them, Lord God. For you said, Lord God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. Our God, give them that comfort, Lord God, day by day, Lord God. Our life, Lord God, is filled with exceedingly, God, corruption, Lord God. Every time, Lord God, we look on the left and we look on the right, Lord God, there's always something going on contrary to your word, Lord God. But Father God, we know, Father God, without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, that you hear our cries, Lord God. And Father God, with the authority, God, that you have given unto us, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you would go into that situation, Lord God. Father God, you know all things, Lord God. And Father God, I ask, God, that you would give peace, Lord God. I ask, God, that you would usher your angels around them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let your angels, Lord God, stand guard, Lord Jesus. Let your angels, Lord God, fight for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, I know that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. I ask, God, that you would give them safety and protection, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask that you would strengthen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said that when we are weak, Lord God, you are strong, Lord God. And Father God, as the guarding angels, Lord God, watch over them, Lord God, day and night, even when they fall asleep, Lord God, I ask, God, that you would just, God, usher out your spirit upon them, Lord God, and speak to their hearts, Lord God. Speak to their mind, Lord God. We bind, Lord God, that spirit of fear, Lord God. We bind that spirit, Lord God, that will tell them, Lord God, that they're not safe, Lord God, that you're not a God that will answer prayer, that you're not a God, Lord Jesus, that can protect them, Lord God. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I ask, God, that you would just put people in their path, Lord God, that will just encourage them, Lord God. But, Father God, more than that, more than giving encouragement, Lord God, I ask, God, that they will release, Lord God, blessings, Lord God, and favor into their lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you tell us not just to be a hearer of the word, but a doer as well, Lord God. And, Father God, according to your word, Lord God, we should be a blessing unto others, Lord God. I ask, Father God, that you give them that Holy Ghost boldness, Lord God, as they're seeking protection not only in you, Lord God, but, God, in the comfort of a safe shelter, Lord God, that, Father God, you would just watch over them, Lord God, and give them that Holy Ghost boldness, Lord God, to just speak the word, speak life over themselves, Lord God. For Father God, you came, Lord God, to set the captives free, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for your divine protection, Lord God. I bless your name, Lord God. For Father God, just as you, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, the Israelites out of Egypt, Lord God, you can deliver us, Lord God, out of any situation in our lives, Lord God. You tell us, Lord God, that all we have to do is speak to the mountain, Lord God, and the mountain, Lord God, is a situation that's in our lives, Lord God. That mountain
mountain, God, represents something that is so big that it seems like we cannot get over it, Lord God. We can't get around it, Lord God. But Father, you said if we speak to the mountain, Lord God, the mountain shall go into the sea, Lord God. Oh, God, I bless your name on this day, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your power, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your encouragement, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, Father God, that you are just a prayer away, Lord God. We know, Father God, that when we call upon you, Lord God, there is not a busy signal, Lord God. We know, Father God, without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, that you sit high, God, and you look low, and your eye goes to and fro, Lord God, and nothing takes you by surprise, Lord God. Father God, you know on this day, Lord God, every situation that would come, that would take place, Lord God. But Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for you've already made a way of escape in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being a deliverer, Lord God. For, Father God, this person, Lord God, this family, Lord God, they will have, Lord God, a testimony, Lord God, of how you delivered them, Lord God, out of an abusive situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, on this day, Lord God, someone somewhere, Lord God, has a testimony, Lord God, how you've healed their body, Lord God, racked with pain, Lord God, how, Father God, you have, God, healed the blind, Lord God, oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, that, Father God, on this day, Lord God, you've raised someone from the dead, Lord God, for nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. If you've done it before, God, you'll do it again. You're not a respecter of person, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I bless your name, Lord God, for leading us, Lord God, in the path of righteousness. Hallelujah, God. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. Our Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I come against, Lord God, that homosexual spirit, Lord God, that's running rampant in the land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You tell us, Lord God, that in your word, Lord God, that it is an abomination to you, Lord God. You said, God, that thou shalt not lie with mankind, Lord God, as with womankind, Lord God. It's an abomination unto you, Lord God. For Father God, you made a man for a woman, Lord God, and a woman for a man, Lord Jesus. And Father God, right now, Lord God, Father, we come against that spirit of homosexuality, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask, Father God, that you would release your spirit of truth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. For Father, we know, God, that it's a lie from the devil, Lord God, when they hear, Lord God, that people will tell them that they've been born with that spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Father God, that that is a lie, and we bind that lie, Lord God, and we ask, God, that the spirit of truth, Lord God, be released in the name of Jesus. The spirit, Lord God, of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord God, be released, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Our God, we come against, Lord God, every addiction, Lord God, whether it be drugs, Lord God, whether it be alcohol, Lord God, whether it be fornication, Lord God, whether it be overeating, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, any addiction, Lord God, we lift before you, Lord God, and we come against it, Lord God, and we ask, God, that you would release your spirit upon them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, a spirit, love, God, of content, Lord God. Oh, God, for you tell us, Lord God, whatever our situation is, Lord God, we should be content. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, giving you praises, giving you thanksgiving, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. God. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Our God, I lift before you, Lord God, every individual, Lord God, that's in the nursing home, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I ask, God, for your protection right now of them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, that you would touch their hearts, Lord God, and touch their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, Father God, that their thoughts will be upon you, Lord God. And I ask, God, that you would touch the hearts, Lord God, of the workers, Lord God, that, Father God, they will treat, Lord God, these elderly, Lord God, and those that are sick, Lord God, in the nursing home for different situations, Lord God. But, Father God, they would remember, Lord God, that they are really doing it unto you, Lord God. For, Father God, we are your people. You said, Lord God, that we are your sons and we're your daughters. We are your children, Lord God. And, Father God, let them remember, Lord God, that what they're doing to the people in the nursing homes, Lord God, they're doing it unto you. I ask, Heavenly Father God, that you would go to the jails, Lord God, and to the detention homes, detention centers, Lord God. And, Father God, you would release your spirit, Lord God. Give them peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, that you would give them comfort, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, Father God, in the times, Lord God, when the lights go out, Lord God, and they're not allowed, Lord God, to read their word, Lord God, or, Father God, to be able to watch television, Lord God, or listen to the radio, Lord. I ask, God, that the word that they have hidden in their hearts, Lord God, will come to remembrance to them, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father God, that they would meditate on the word, Lord God, and that word will give them peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The word, Father God, will give them, Lord God, what they stand in need of at that very moment, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, I bless your name, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father God, to just that you would just encourage their hearts, Lord God, knowing, Father God, that everything is according to your perfect will and your perfect way, Lord God. That, Father God, you've never made a mistake in anything that you have allowed to happen, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father God, that you would just strengthen them, Lord God. Oh, Father God, give them a song in their hearts, Lord God, that they can sing, Lord God, unto you, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, a praise in their mouth, Lord God, that they can usher unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we can rejoice on this day, Lord God, for you said that all that seek thee, Lord God, should rejoice, Lord God, knowing, Father God, that the victory belongs unto you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we magnify your name, Lord God. We give thanks unto you, Lord God. Oh, Father, I bless your name, Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We declare, God, victory on this day. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, I give thanks unto you, Lord God. I can sing praises unto your name, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we know, Lord God, as we follow as you lead, Lord God, the victory belongs unto us, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be unto your name, Lord God. Oh, Father, you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord God, and your greatness is unsearchable, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we trust you, Lord God, with our whole heart, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, with our mind, our body, and our spirit, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we trust you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you would release peace, Lord God, peace within every home, Lord God, peace within the hospital, Lord God, peace within the jail, Lord God, and prosperity in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We have that blessed assurance, God, knowing that, Father, whenever we need you, Lord God, you are just a call away, Lord God. We know, God, that we can lift our eyes toward heaven, Lord God, knowing that that's where all of our help comes from, Lord God. All of our strength, Lord God, comes from you, Lord God. You, our creator, you who made the heavens, you who made the earth. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, you who made everything, Lord God. We look towards you, Lord God. We have that blessed assurance, Lord God, that knowing when we go to sleep at night, Lord God, even, Father God, for those that can't sleep at night, Lord God, I ask, God, that you would give them peace in the night hour, Lord God, knowing, Father God, that you don't sleep, nor do you slumber, Lord God. And, Father God, you would never, hallelujah, God, never let anything catch us by surprise, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have that blessed assurance as believers that you will let us know, Father God, when danger is approaching, God, you'll let us know, God, what will happen before it happens, Lord God. That's the promise, God, that you've given all believers, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our Father God, and even for those that are not believers, Lord God, those that have not given their lives unto you, Lord God, we know, Father God, that, like I said, you're just a prayer away. You're just a call away, Lord God. And, Lord God, you want our hearts, Lord God. You don't care, Lord God, what we look like on the outside, Lord Jesus. You desire the hearts of your people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, and I bless your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For Father God, we know, Lord God, that if we don't have you in our hearts, Lord God, that, Father, we can become saved, Lord God. All you desire, Lord God, is for us to just confess our sins, Lord God. You want us, Lord God, to just say, Lord God, come into our hearts, Lord God. Come into our minds, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, of all of our sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for every wrong that we have done, Lord God. You said, Lord God, if we confess with our mouth, Lord God, hallelujah, and believe in our hearts, Lord God, we are saved. And, Father God, we confess, Lord God, all of our sins unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Come into our hearts, Lord God. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, come into our hearts, Lord God. We surrender all unto you, Lord God. I surrender all, all to thee. Hallelujah, God. I surrender it all. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to your name, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for having mercy upon us, Lord God, and listening to our prayer, Lord God. We know, Father God, according to your word, that if we believe, we shall receive whatsoever we ask for in prayer. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for answering our prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And I ask all of this in Jesus' most holy and precious name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. If you've just asked the Lord to come into your heart, if you've confessed your sins, you are now saved. But it's more than just giving, saying that I believe and I confess. You have to get in the Word. You have to read your Bible. You have to pray daily. You must read daily. You must seek after the Lord. And even if you don't understand what you read in the Word, God will give you understanding. But daily, just read the Bible. If it's just a line, if it's just a scripture, read. You can just open your book and start there, or you can start with the book of John. It doesn't matter. Just read. If you've given your life to Christ, or if you desire prayer, I ask that you would give me a call. My number is 843-830-9325. Again, 843-830-9325. If you desire prayer and you don't have a telephone, you can email me at Seer Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, all one word, SeerSimmons@hotmail.com. That's SeerSimmons@hotmail.com. com, C-O-M. Get in a church. It doesn't matter which church, as long as they're teaching the word of God. Remember, the victory belongs unto you, and God is still on the throne. Be blessed.